Hello and welcome to the Oxford and Sandybach Pig Group podcast. My name's Kim Brooke, and today I'm joined with Lisa Corcoran. Lisa, hello.
Hello, lovely to speak to you.
And you too. Lisa, you are a really busy lady, and you've done so well. I mean, since, well, 1 year on, the Pig Excellence Award that you won with the OSPG is like over a year ago now. So what's been happening with you? I mean, let me prompt you first. I mean, cows, before we go into pigs and everything else, you have been so busy with doing your cattle at the moment. How have you got into this? Are you from a farming background?
I'm not from a farming background at all. I had horses when I was younger, but that's it. My grandmother had pigs, but that was pre-World War II, and they all went in World War II, so she never did keep pigs again after that, because they're obviously sending them away. But no, I moved up to Durham 8 years ago now, to start a new life and live the dream that we wanted to have a small hold in. So we basically left our jobs, security, family, and headed up north. And that's where it began, really. And then I managed to, 2 years ago now, decided that I wanted to work with cattle because we don't have loads of land here. And I got a job at a local organic dairy with a herd of 600 cows, that's with our calves, all year round, calving out at grass in the summer. An award-winning dairy, it produces its own milk and butter, and runs deliveries on site, off-site around Durham, and also supplies loads of local coffee shops, etc. So there I now work alternate weekends. Well, it's supposed to be alternate weekends, but I end up doing more than that. I milk the cows, and I'm also career now, so that generally entails if cows need help delivering the calves, then it's feeding them colostrum within the first sort of few hours of life. They stay with their mums for a couple of days, I moved into calf hutches, where then I sort of take over the day-to-day care of them with another calf rearer. So, but for the last month, he's been off, I think, 3 weeks of the farm. So I've been working pretty much
And how on earth have you
constantly.
managed to, how have you've got yourself and now a calf at home? How has that come about?
Well, he was premature. So he was a month premature. He was tiny. And I was there the day he was born. So I managed to. I fed him about four times with colostrum because I was told that a rare chance he'd pull through because he was diddy. But he did pull through. He's now 5 weeks old. Because the beef calves tend to go to one person, they take them all every few weeks, are about 3 weeks old. They offered me a little calf, so they know. But now I need to get him a friend because he's lonely. The
And
other
dare
day,
I
and I
say, have you named this calf, Lisa?
it's called Arthur Pint because it's so small, so it's half
Oh,
pint.
bless. How
So he's been
lovely. Oh,
yeah,
and
so he's been home a
sorry,
week now.
go
He's
on.
been with us, he's nearly been with us a week now, so he's doing well and settling in. And he's transferred from cow milk to a powdered milk because obviously we don't have the cow milk constantly here now. So he's on that and he's doing really well. But he'll be going out hopefully in spring to help rotate with the sheep. So
Brilliant,
it should help the
brilliant.
pasture as
Oh,
well.
well done you. Well done. So you're efficient with cattle now, and so you'll be looking for another little friend for him, for Arthur. So this time, well, it was not this time last year, but around about that time, you won the Pig Excellence Award with the OSPG charity. Congratulations. And
Thank
You have, well, I've seen that you run your Engimans small holding page. That's what you have, isn't it? And you've
Yeah.
just grown. You've just grown. What's been happening since then?
We got contacted by Northern Echo first of all. They saw that I'd won the award from the page, and they contacted me and did the news story about it. So we had lots of interest from that, and we also were in the Northern Farmer magazine. So I think Northern Echo then works with Northern Farmer. So we was on in the magazine there and on the page, and that was really good. But generally we get, because we're on a public right of way, so the land that we've got, our property, is either side of a right of way, and the pigs are always generally out either one side or the other, and we obviously have sheep as well on one side. We have a lot of people that walk through and stop just to come and see the pigs, so we have a lot of visitors that come up just to come and see the pigs, because you don't really see many pigs out and about around here. It's mainly sheep and cattle. So we've had lots of interest and lots of people from the village wanting to buy our pork because they can see the pigs outside enjoying life, doing what they should be doing, really. Not kept in, well, I've had to keep a few in this year. That's a bit of a story because we've been underwater most of it. But the pigs are out all year round, so we have children that come up with their families. So people specifically walk through from the village to here to show their children the pigs and the sheep. And so from that sort of, generally, if I'm out and about, I'll have conversations with people because they stop and talk. And we also did Walsingham show as well, where we had a lot of interest because we took Flo there. A lot of people were really interested in the breed. They didn't realise how big pigs got.
Yes.
And our, so we talk, we just have, it's just been through word of mouth. A lot of people said the IFB pork is the best pork we've ever tasted. They want to buy ethical pork, so they don't buy from anyone else, and they love the fact that actually our pork, most of the people that buy it are from the village. So the village is 1 mile from my house. The abattoir is probably 5 minutes from my house.
Wow.
Is also miles, or about a mile and a half. So people are looking at that now, which is really, really good. So we're lucky, really, that we do have an abattoir close to us, and then the butcher's nearby, because the abattoir just does basic cuts. So I go to a local butcher's who I met when we first moved up here, actually. It used to be opposite my previous property. So yeah, that's been really good. I've also been contacted by Country Smallholding magazine. So I'm currently working with a journalist to write an article about the smallholding and the pigs, which has been good. So I just got a phone call out of nowhere, way, and the man just wanted to have a chat because he'd seen my smallholding page and saw the photos of the pigs, etc., on there. So that's in progress. And also, was after the awards, was contacted by Women in Ag Mag, which I did an article for. And there was another one, I can't remember now. There's been another magazine as well that I wrote an article for. Oh,
So it's been a
farming something or other.
very, very busy for you.
It's
Now,
a
when you say
farming.
up here, where are you, Lisa? Where are you in the country?
County Durham, so. Just on the edge of the North Pennines, near where we're literally about 5 minutes from Weardale, so we have quite a harsh winter normally up here. So we're sort of close to Northumberland. Scotland's about 2 hours away. Yeah, so we're up here in the northeast.
And as you say, you're very lucky to have an abattoir that's very close by to you. So, is it a small abattoir? Does it take all of livestock?
It takes all livestock. We actually had three abattoirs close to us. So I've got one 5 minutes away, which is Thompson's wholesale meat, which is, it's a large abattoir, but I've been going there since moved up, and I've gone in. It's really, really clean, efficient. Literally, I'll take the animals into the lairage, go to the office, the paperwork's done, and by the time I've done that the job's been done. And the people that work there, I can't fault. We've also got Duetts in Spennymoor, which is about 20 minutes from us. And then we had another one, which was a small organic abattoir, but unfortunately that's closed. So we've just got the two abattoirs now, sure, Thompson's and Jewett's.
And when are you selling? Do you rotate when you want to sell your pork as well, Lisa? I mean, how have you worked with your farrowings? Because I know it's been really difficult with you this, well, the last 5, maybe even 6 months with the rain, and you've been underwater. And how have you been working your pork and your produce?
We've had a bit of a difficult time out to buy some pigs in because the top we had difficulty last year getting our gilts and sowing pig. One of them we still haven't managed to get in pig. So we've now got two. I tend to keep two or three on. So we did large blacks last time, which we reared. And then we have two of our own Oxford Sandy and Blacks going next month, possibly three. I've not decided yet. So I don't know. I need to get more organised on the produce side. So we have Flo, who hasn't taken yet, but Bert's going on a holiday soon, so I'm hoping to bring in an older boar to try with her. Shani, obviously, I think people might know the story with her. She was in pig, but unfortunately, we lost a whole litter and had a really bad farrowing with her. So I was
Yes.
due to have two litters around the same time. And Marge, she's only had a small litter this time. And I'm still undecided what to do because I've had a waiting list for 35 weaners to go
Wow.
this month,
Wow.
and I haven't been able to fulfill them. Yes, so I'm bringing in some new stock. So we've got Agatha, she's 8 months old now, so she'll be hopefully in a few months' time, depending on how she grows, be going to my young boar,
Yeah.
Wilfred, possibly. And then we have another gilt joining us, hopefully next month when Big Shani goes, because
Okay.
she'll be going on.
We will be back after this short break. The Oxford Sandy and Black Pig Group Foundation charity bring you the only OSB pork dedicated cookbook, packed full of OSB pork recipes from family meals, picnic selections, barbecue marinades, and more. From kitchen to plate, we have it covered in our 200-page full-color cookbook. Porklicious is out now. Just visit our website, oxfordsandyblackpiggroup.org, to get your copy.
So what bloodlines do you keep, Lisa?
We have Lady, Clarissa, Sybil, and bringing them in there, Jack.
And that's who you call
Or
Bert.
that's Bert, yeah, my boy. And
And
then we have, well, we have
how old? And then you mentioned Wilfred. So what bloodline is Wilfred?
Clarissa Jack. So he's Bert's son from his first litter,
Okay.
he is now 7 months, I think 7 months nearly, and he's down in my barn currently because he refuses to move out. But his two brothers will be going off hopefully in a couple of weeks. I've just got to book them in with a butcher, so we'll see. But I'll probably be using him on my Sybil gilt. Because Bert's obviously too big now. He'll be two in April.
Yeah. Well, that's a good
So,
idea.
yeah,
So you've got
we'll
three
see.
bloodlines, female bloodlines, and then one male bloodline. And then hopefully Wilfred will then serve
Well, I thought.
your, yeah. And so you're saying then your younger boar will then serve your gilt because of the size ratio. And you'll most probably be looking at having litters, well, ready for spring, well, summer, basically. Is that right?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm hoping that Flo takes. If not, I will be. She'll be going this year, and I'll replace her with another lady bloodline, I think.
Okay, so you've got lots of plans in action. You've got your pork produce doing, you've got litters that are going to be produced, you're still working with your cows and your dairy farm. Now, did you not mention, I think I saw that you were also doing an AI course with the cattle.
Yep, I've done that. So I'm AI trained now. So I tend to every weekend that I'm on, I get the lucky job of AIing any cows that come on the parlour that need artificially inseminating. So I could be doing 4 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, or yeah, and it's hard work.
I bet it
It's
is.
hard.
I bet it is. And well, with you doing AI in cattle, then perhaps we can look at you most probably progressing to doing AI for pigs as well for us. So that would be good.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be nice to bring in some different boar.
Yes. And being, and I must say, and I think for people who are listening to this, that you're also our you're a trustee for the Oxford and Sandy Black Pig Group charity. And I hope you're enjoying it. And how are you getting on? How are you finding it?
I'm enjoying it. Keeps me busy, keeps me out of trouble. It's a lovely group of people that I work with, and the group is actually lovely. So the reason I became a trustee was because actually without the Oxford Sandy Black Pig Group, I probably wouldn't have gone into pedigree pigs. So I used to keep unregistered stock and crossbreed. So I've had pigs since I moved up here, but just started off with meat pigs. Sandy was one of my first pigs who I kept. She wasn't pedigree, but we unfortunately lost her this year due to arthritis and
Yeah,
old
I
age,
remember
bless
that.
her. And then we had Ruby as well, which was a sow I originally bought, and we lost her as well. Unfortunately, a couple of years ago now, she had a uterine tumour. So, yes, but without the group, we wouldn't have gone into pedigree stock. So I've been lucky enough to meet some lovely people in my time up here. So I've met Christopher Moss, who obviously I got my boar from, and then Graham and Elaine. They bought me the Sybil Gilt from Cumbria,
Yes.
also Kelly Wright. So I went to Kelly and collected my lovely Margie, my Clarissa Gilt, and then Heber was where I got my lady sow from, and the Mary. Luckily, I've got some local friends, and they recently bought some registered stock. I think the mare is from one of your sales, Kim.
Yes, I
So,
remember.
yeah, so she's from one of your sales, and actually, it's one of Bert's relations. So, I'll be looking at getting a different boar in for when she's
Yes,
old enough.
lovely news.
Go and pick her up. Well, she'll be coming here soon. So, the lovely Rayford's actually over in Shotton Colliery. We're about
Oh,
half an hour.
yes.
They do a lot of farmers markets, and they tend to have different pig breeds but cross them, so they're mainly doing sausages and pork. So look them up, they're really good.
That's
They
Benjamin and Nigel Rayford, isn't it? They do, yeah. I've seen their posts. Yeah.
yeah, so they've been lovely because they've said as it's me, they would let me have them by the youngest, because normally she would go off for
Yeah.
meat. But so we're doing a little swap, so they're taking Shani, and
And
I'll be
then you're
having the
having your
gilt.
Mary girl from them. Oh, watch this space. I look forward to seeing that little girl when she comes back to you. So
Yeah.
what? So now is. Well, where are we now? So we're coming up to April, I think, soon. So what's in store? What's next?
Next, well, we're still drying out because we've been underwater pretty much since August last year.
Yeah, terrible.
And we've had mud knee deep, so I've worked out this year after sort of 2 years. This is probably last year, and this winter have probably been the worst that we've had here. We've got to crack on with a lot of jobs because we need to have some concrete put down just to make life a little bit easier for us. So access
Yeah.
to the bodies doing. The land needs reseeding. I've got a old barn shed that I'll be concrete basing. So I'm hoping to be able to use that for cattle because I did put Agatha in there this year with an ark, but she decided she doesn't like it in there for some reason. So she's back out now. But that's ideal for cattle. But the barn, I'm putting a concrete base in as well, hopefully, because we've got mud base in the barn, and I had to bring the pigs in each year, and they just dig the floor up. No matter what you do, you have to just constantly keep chucking loads of straw in, leveling it off, clearing it out. So it's not been easy. And what else are we doing? Hopefully up in the pork sales, and we're looking into possibly hog roast, because we've had a lot of people, local pub, wanting us to do hog roasts for events, and then barbecues. We're looking at that as well.
And it is that time. It is that time, isn't it?
Yeah. Sausages sell really well. We just do plain sausages here, so people like those. So we're looking at doing sort of barbecues and things at the local pub, and then breakfasts, so sausage, bacon, eggs.
It is a busy time. As you most probably have noticed, that we've on the OSP Rareby Pork Group on Facebook, that we've seen a lot of people now that are selling their pork, and there's people that are buying wieners purely for selling the pork, and the pork sales for the Oxford and Sandy Blacks are just through the roof at the moment. And I think people are not having problems with selling the produce. It's gone more for wieners than more for pork. And this is a prime time now, because the barbecue season is with us, summer's with us, outdoor markets, farmer markets, events, everybody's going out there selling their produce. And with you, what's lovely, having an abattoir near you, having butchers near you, your village is sort of enthused about what you're doing and seeing your pigs. It's all very local and all very low mileage as well. So,
that plan is not to sort of tend to push out of the area. I would never sell lots of pork, because I just don't like doing the abattoir run. So I'm never going to be a massive pork supplier, but I think I'll plan it so I can do a few events a year for the village, and then we have people that regularly want to buy our pork, so just pork boxes. So the last lot of pork we sold out on the next. So what we tend to do is take pre-orders, and then literally they come back here and then they go out that day, and we sold out. So we did, I know we did large blacks last time, that was because we had sort of a gap in the market. But speaking to people, they like the pork, but they have said they prefer the OSB pork.
Yeah.
It has more flavour. They prefer the sausages. They have more flavour. Yeah, so it's so they were lovely boys and reared exactly the same way, and I love them. But I think the OSB just has that little bit extra.
Has that little bit of an edge.
Yeah.
And being a very good, versatile pork as well. I mean, would you think about going into charcuterie? Is that something that you and Andy could develop?
Hopefully. We have an outbuilding on the back of the house that needs some work doing to it, and a downstairs bathroom that we don't use. So we're looking at possibly knocking that into one and converting that into an area we can use for butchery. So it's already plumbed in. It's got the metal sink and everything in it. It's just full of Andy's tools at the minute.
You don't want tools.
Hopefully that's something that we plan to do later on. I can't, but we'll see, because Andy works full time as well, so it's he only has the weekends off normally, so we'll see.
It's a lot to do, isn't it, for 2 days?
It's a lot to do in 2 days. Yeah We're both quite busy, so we just tend to cross paths. And when it I can't manage to do on my own.
Well, Lisa, look, it's been absolutely, it's lovely talking to you. Thank you for your time. I know time is very precious for you, because you are a very busy lady. And also, I'd like to thank you personally, as well as being a trustee for the charity. It's been wonderful having you on board. But before I let you go, as I ask all my people that I have a chat with, what is your favourite OSB pork dish?
Oh, now you're asking me. See, I like hand of pork with it's cooked in beer.
Oh, interesting.
cooked it before, and you can have it with sauerkraut, but it's really nice. It's cooked with caraway seeds, and there's some other spices in there. It's cooked slowly. I like that. And obviously, as you know, my family are quite traditional. So the other family members are quite traditional. They're not don't like into fancy. Theirs, I would say, would be roast pork.
Yes,
I do like a roast pork.
with lots of nice crackling. Yes.
It's been pork page. There tends to be Sunday roast dinner nearly every week. But yeah, so I do like the hand of pork beer braised with caraway seeds and spices, which is really nice. And
Brilliant.
then it's cooked with like apple and potato wedges as well. So you cook it all together, which is really nice.
You need to add that to our Porklicious cookbook, because I think we're going to have to update that and put that in.
It may be in there, it might not, but
Yes.
yeah.
Lisa, thank you very much for your time. It was wonderful having you. And I wish you all the best for this year and for the future years, and just keep in touch. So thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.